USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
High winds are fanning the flames in California to the point crews can't even keep up. A wildfire sparked Wednesday night in Sonoma County's wine country has quickly exploded to 10,000 acres. Crews say it's moving so fast they can't get ahead of it. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick is asking people to obey the evacuation orders.
We know that many people feel better prepared and more prepared than they were 2 years ago. Many people have taken the time to prepare kits, prepare their homes for wildfire, but this is not the time to stay. This is the time to go. Please heed the evacuation order.
It looks like a majority of Senate Republicans are supporting today's impeachment resolution. Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted the names of 44 GOP senators who have signed his resolution so far. Graham is slamming Democrats for conducting their investigation behind closed doors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Details of the next Democratic White House debate have been released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has them in this report from Washington.
NBCNews.com and WashingtonPost.com have announced the moderators for the fifth Democratic primary debate, and they're all women. The November 20th event will be moderated by MSNBC hosts Rachel Maddow and Andrea Mitchell, NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker, and the Post's White House reporter Ashley Parker. The event expected to be smaller in scope than the previous debate, with fewer candidates expected to qualify. And CNN's broadcast in October lasted 3 hours. This is to take just two, running from 9 p.m. to 11 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The damage from tornadoes that ripped through northern Texas last weekend is proving costly. The Insurance Council of Texas says it will take about $2 billion to repair the damage, which is the most ever for a tornado outbreak in the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tributes are continuing to pour in for the late Representative Elijah Cummings.
I have called him our North Star, our guide to a better future for our children. Elijah has said that our children are our living messengers to a future we will never see.
During a ceremony at the Capitol, Speaker Nancy Pelosi also says the veteran Maryland Democrat was a true master of the House. Cummings is lying in state inside the Capitol's sanctuary hall. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill Wednesday, appearing during a House hearing and being grilled by the left and the right regarding Facebook, their new digital currency called Libra, and also what some people consider to be a perceived bias against conservative Facebook pages. Rachel Bovard is a senior director of policy for the Conservative Partnership Institute. She joins Fox News and shares some of the beefs that Democrats have regarding Facebook.
Well, the unease with Facebook was bipartisan and palpable yesterday. Democrats were really going after Mark Zuckerberg about his refusal to fact-check politicians. Mm-hmm. And I think this goes to the broader issue of the sort of unprecedented nature of Facebook's control over our speech and the information that we see. And you saw questions on that from both sides of the aisle.
For more news, please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.